last year was our first year ever doing this event, and it was insane. So we definitely wanted to come back and see everybody having so much fun out here, and they got great bands and everything else too. So come on down and see it. It's crazy down here.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. If you look out the windows here on the 18th floor, Wacker, you can see some smoke rising. You can see that. And if you zoom in, if you got the right goggles, the right phone, or maybe a telescope, you can see that the longest line at Windy City Smokeout is there leading to the Taj Mahal of the Taste Buds, which is the stand for the Blues Hog at Windy City Smokeout. We've got world champion, multi-time world champion pitmaster and driving force behind Gateway Drum Smokers, Marble Ridge Farms, and all of that delicious success that happens down there in Missouri. It's the one and only Tim Scheer. Tim, welcome to Chicago. Welcome to WGN.
Wow, buddy. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here out at the Windy City. It's crazy out here already.
Well, you're glad to be here. You know, you and Brother Dickie are here representing, carrying the torch for barbecue awesomeness, along with so many others, too. But Chicago, I have got to say, people, as we got closer to this, again and again, people asking me, hey, is Blues Hogs coming? And I'm like, yes, yes, they are.
Yeah, we've had a lot of repeat customers. Last year was our first year ever doing this event, and it was insane. So we definitely wanted to come back and see everybody. It's a fun time, man. Everybody's having so much fun out here, and they got great bands and everything else, too. So come on down and see us. It's crazy down here.
Give a little bit of reflection, because this is our hometown festival. I've been in on it since it was just a conference call, you know, over 10 years ago, and has now become one of the premier events in the country. There are some of the biggest acts in country music are playing there. And on the barbecue side, even since day one, some of the top barbecue pitmasters and places from around the country make their way to Windy City Smokeout. So as a guy who's been everywhere, won it all, and seen it all, Tim, your thoughts just on the festival as a whole?
Well, Danny, it's like it's got the best of every world right now. You've got awesome music. You've got delicious barbecue. You've got all kinds of drinks and everything else out here. On top of that, we've got perfect weather, so it's nice and breezy out here, and everybody's just like loving it, man. It's been crazy. I love it.
Barbecue is a community. It is a family, and so many of you top level celebrities in the barbecue side love to get together, whether it's at competitions or festivals or things like this. Give sort of that team photo of excellence that is there. Like, who else is there that you know love from the barbecue world?
All of them. That's what's crazy about it. Like, everybody out here is literally like our barbecue family. They're friends. We've got, I'm looking around right now, we've got Pappy's and Sugar Fire. They're from the St. Louis area along with us. You've got Wright's. I think they're right here in Chicago. GQ from Colorado. Joe's Kansas City. And then you come over here to the Texas guys, their own end over here. We got Salt Lick, M&M, 2M. Like, these guys are ridiculously good. Hurtado and Panther City, like, normally you'd have to go all the way to Texas to find brisket like this, and they're doing it right here in the parking lot. It's awesome.
And on the music side too, like, who are some of those acts? You are a music fan as well as obviously a barbecue aficionado, and so that's part of what draws you to it. Who's playing this this year at Windy City Smokeout?
Parker McClellan and Carrie Underwood Sunday night, actually. So wow, it's going to be a wild deal. You got all the top acts here. I don't even know who's playing right now, but it's nonstop and there's like people everywhere, so you're gonna have a good time. There's plenty to eat. The lines go quick. Like, our line is long, but we try to move as fast as we can over here. We've got our pulled pork sandwiches and our pulled pork nachos and everything. So we're doing our best to keep up. We got a hell of a crew.
Now the crew consists of you and Brother Dickie, right? So that is the A team. Yeah. That is the special forces of food.
Bit of a skeleton crew because Marky B had to go into for an operation this week, but we've got some great volunteers, same ones we had last year, so they already know what to do, and they're cranking it out right now. I'm watching them make nachos like crazy right now. It's awesome.
For the listeners, they'll be excited. They're going to up the ante, all of that great music, the great barbecue, but now we have Blues Hog Barbecue Bandito, and it's all happening at the barn. So many bees. Hockey Barn coming up. So that's coming up tomorrow. You are going to make a special appearance at the Barn Hockey Bar, bringing all that Blues Hog awesomeness. And, of course, El Bandito Yankee will be there as well. Jim Bob, another B. Chris Chelios is going to be there. He will be there. There's another B. It's going to be star-studded.
It is, man. You guys always put on a party with El Bandito, man. I love coming over there. So we drove by this morning, and Diggy's like, oh, that's where we're going, baby. So we're fired up, dude. We were hanging with some Bandito folks. Old Jim Bob Jr. was out here last night, so we got to hang out with him. And we just had fun with them. We always do. And you guys always put on a good time.
It is going to be nonstop action pack at the barn just a couple blocks away. So consider that for your after party or your post party or your pre-tailgate party, whatever you want to do over at the barn. And then Tim is going to make an appearance at some point. He's going to bring some of that barbecue excellence with him.
We're going to bring some nachos over and some sliders. Sorry, Dave.
No, that's all right. And the El Bandito will be flowing, right? It will be raining El Bandito. And Jim Bob himself will be there to high-five absolutely every single person. He will be high-fiving people as they celebrate the barbecue awesomeness. Now, Tim, before we let you go, give information, because you know, not only on the barbecue side with Blues Hog, but also the Gateway Drum Smokers winning everything hot and fast. You've got that. Where can people go to get more information?
Yeah, we got the Mega Drum out here even, so we're doing up all our pork butts on the Mega, so come out here and see that. It's gatewaydrumsmokers.com, and we've got Blues Hog .com and at Blues Hog Nation. Everybody's taking pictures and tagging us on Instagram, so that's really, really fun. But yeah, we'll be out here all day, all night, all weekend.
Blues Hog Bandito, it's going to be happening. Windy City Smokeout premier event, even better with Tim Shear there as well. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for every single bit of it. Tim, we'll let you get back to it with your public, with all of those fans there, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
All right, Dan. You stay saucy now up there in your 18th floor.
I'll do what I can. I'm gonna do a zip line right into the tent.
That's a good idea, actually.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, buddy.